Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. That was on NBC Sports Chicago. David trying to manipulate a trade up to get Maserati Marv in the building along with Caleb Williams. And I don't have a problem moving up. I would prefer them to take the gift that will fall to them at number nine. If you just stay where you're at, given the fact that these quarterbacks are moving, somebody exceptional is going to fall right into your lap. And Dave, I know you would rather see them trade down, and we've been arguing about the trade up, the stay where you're at, and the trade down for, I mean, it feels like months.
Yes, I got to do that myself.
Yeah, there you go. Jeez, you got to hit a button.
You're right. Dustin's mad. I'm not going to say take John Alt from Notre Dame. But no, you know what? What I was thinking when David made that comment was, what's the value chart of doing that, of going up to four, going
right
up to five?
What's that cost?
It's about 500 and some points.
Right.
We don't have enough this year in our draft. Our third and fourth wouldn't get it. Yep. You'd have to give a first next
year's first.
You know, which is equal to a second, which is close, which would be close to the value. But number one, I'm not convinced he's the best player in the draft. I think Caleb Williams is. Number two, I have talked to people that like Malik Nabers from LSU as much as him for different reasons.
You could find people like that, yeah.
You know, we got Keenan Allen. You got one football. Right now, I would not consider taking a receiver at that point. That's just me. I would take a pass rusher on defense if there's one worthy. Now, I've gone through all those guys, we don't have time now, but I could go through every one of those top five pass rushers that they're talking about, edge guys, whatever it is. And the guy I like the most is the guy from Florida State. Verse, I don't know if he's the ninth pick of the draft. I think you might be able to move down and pick up a second or pick up a third, another starter. Hey, guys, 2 years from now, you give away our entire draft. You know, we're a young team. After 2026, okay, not next year. We just got four or five guys. Jenkins, I looked at all the contracts. The following year, we are going to have a flood of guys where contracts are up, and there's only so much money, and that's what the secret to Kansas City's been, to have draft picks. They got those draft picks every year that have been playing for them. And so, one, I don't see the receiver thing being a priority right now.
Okay, so
I want to counter that for a minute, Dave. This idea that a receiver is not of value in that spot in the draft, the second highest paid guy on your roster right now is Keenan Allen at $23 million. And what are you going to do with him after next year?
Give him I'm extending him tonight.
Okay, how much are you giving him? Because if you take a guy at nine, without the trade-up, let's forget about that for a moment. If you take one of the top three receivers in the draft at nine, you're getting cost certainty over 5 years. with a position that is going through the roof, where you've got guys paid like defensive ends. I think there's value at that position to get a rookie contract, 5 years of a guy at the number nine pick.
Then, well, at the number nine pick. So take Odunze, okay, or take Neighbors at nine and sit there. I get that. Oh, I could accept that. I wouldn't be overly excited over the top, because I think there's some great receivers that you could get. I take that kid from Georgia and play. He's going to be a starter. What's his name? The slot guy?
Brock Bowers?
No, the wide receiver. He's going to be a Wes Welker. Not at nine. I'm talking about Trey Don. Yeah. He's going to be there in the top of the second. He's as good a receiver.
It's a deep class.
It's a deep class. Yeah. Deep class.
Back to the idea. The idea was very specific.
Right.
I said if the first four picks are quarterbacks,
right,
then you would have a conversation about moving up. And I still think that they should do that if that's the case. I don't know if the first four picks will be quarterbacks. Staying at nine, you know, wide receiver isn't a terrible idea, Dave, because Keenan Allen is at an advanced stage of his career.
No question about it.
And I would wonder about, you know, rookie quarterback contracts are valuable. Rookie wide receiver contracts are just as valuable the way that they're getting paid now. So I don't know that you necessarily have to reject that idea entirely. You know, edge rusher, if you are a defensive-minded head coach and you're Matt Eberflus, shouldn't you be able to get to the quarterback if you don't get an edge rusher at nine? Shouldn't you be able to scheme your way to the quarterback still without having that elite pass rusher in theory? If you need a wide receiver to pair with your rookie quarterback, doesn't that make more sense organizationally?
No, schematically, what they want to do on defense, they want the front four. I mean, this is a combination of a Tampa Bay, a Dallas kind of, and I've talked to Flus about it. You know, they'd rather not be a blitzing team. They'd rather get
the front four
and then use the sophistication on the back end and come up with different schemes. So that's why I kind of look at that and say that's where what they would like ideally from a defensive personnel standpoint. I would move down, and I've said this, and people say, I tell you what, if I could trade down there to the bottom, I wouldn't have any problem with taking and there's a lot of receivers, you can get one. I would take a pass rusher. I would take an offensive center. And I'm on this offensive center thing because
they drafted two in free agency, or they picked up two.
The one guy was kind of a guard. He's a good player from Buffalo. You know, now they're moving him to center. You know,
gave up a pick for him.
Yeah, but look at our offensive line. I mean, I look at this offensive line and Nate Davis. I mean, you know, he done. We haven't got a full year out of him.
Dave, explain the philosophy behind and where it began.
I just go back to Olin Cruz.
The trading, the trade down to get more assets, to get more talent, because what you're doing theoretically is, you're adding depth because you have numbers that maybe, you know, two is greater than one, three is greater than two.
Starting depth.
Are you as sure about that? I mean, is it the risk that you're going to be drafting guys who might not pan out greater if you're adding, if they're second and third rounders, rather than a guy at number nine, if you stay there, it's going to be a potential star for you?
You can move down. You can move down, and depending on the position you want to draft, and draft a starter. I'm as confident about that, and put him in there and go. I mean, I don't know.
I think Verse is interesting because that gives you somebody opposite Montez Sweat.
He plays the run and the pass.
Yeah, it gives you someone big who has a lot of arse. I mean, he's like one of the strongest guys in the draft. What was his 225? It was ridiculous, and he's fast. So you could help yourself. You could keep people honest in terms of how they're blocking Montez Sweat. Big Z has suggested this Byron Murphy, the second.
He's a tackle.
That's what I'm saying. He is your three technique. The problem is, you drafted two defensive tackles
and they're going to be good players.
You drafted them fairly high. So you're saying, well, we did draft them and we've got depth, but we need a star there. I don't like the message that is.
I wouldn't take a tackle. I would not. I mean, I like the two young kids we got last year. I would coach the heck out of them, make them get better. That's what I would do. Same thing at tackle. Wright and Jones. I would coach the heck out of them and get better.
So you stay with Braxton Jones.
I would stay with Braxton Jones. I think he got better as the year went on. is Alt. I don't know if Alt's a left tackle. The best tackle that I like in the draft is a kid out of Washington. A big kid out of Washington. I'm telling you, he's an athlete. The kid out of Georgia is going to get a lot of fanfare. He's a giant, 6'6", 330. But I think he's a right tackle or a guard.
Right.
I don't know if these guys are good enough handling the edge. The best athlete tackle that I have watched is the kid at Washington. And I think he's
a Bonnu?
Yes. Yeah, I think he's a left tackle. You know, I think he is athletic enough. He moves his
feet.
That's
why you would trade down, because there's three left tackles that could be among the top 15 picks. So you would probably trade down.
If the Bears.
Would you go lower than 15 if you traded down?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. I talked to a guy last night that he said that's kind of the number that he put. He felt he could get on to 15. They were talking about trading down and still get an impact player, you know, in a position they wanted.
I was told 15 or 16 players are potentially blue in the first round, and then there's a drop off.
And you know, in the Keenan Allen thing, let's not see. And this is what I keep. This is probably one of the biggest things I got. We traded for him. Yeah. He's more the one of the most veteran, decorated players we got on our team,
slot
right?
Guy.
And but he wants another bite of the apple. He wants another contract.
Yes.
And you're going to have a rookie quarterback with a solid offensive line, not great. You know, developing, and you got the rookie quarterback, and you got one football. If Keenan Allen, all of a sudden, because of the growing pains with Caleb, you know, he's dumping the ball off, or they're throwing a lot of screens. You know, they're going to the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick philosophy with Brady. I mean, you know, and Brett Favre going back in the day, screens, tight ends, high percentage throws to get your quarterback going. Keenan Allen, he's going to be sitting there saying, I got to get the football.
But has he ever been that guy?
But he's got to get the football is my point.
He's a first down. He's like a tight end. He's a guy that plays out of the slot. He's always open. He fights for the ball. I mean, he's going to move the chains for you. He's going to help your offense immensely.
I don't remember him being a diva, though.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Just equal opportunities
he
is what I'm talking
ball.
About.
Yeah.
You know, because he's going to be thinking contract. And if I come out of this thing with 30 catches, I'm getting nothing. You know, I mean, truly. So he's going to say, you know, and now you got him sitting there.
I don't think that's enough to keep you away from Roma Dunze if he's sitting there at nine and you're not.
Roma Dunze could be the first player taken in the number.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Of different drafts. He could be the best receiver.
He could be.
He's that good a player.
He could be.
And if he falls to 9, to me, that's a fall. And you could take the gift that the gods of football have given you. A player like that who's better than the position he's taken.
I won't dispute the thing at 9. You know, taking him at 9 or taking Neighbors had the highest yards after the catch of any receiver last year in football.
He's fast.
I mean,
he can tackle him.
He's crazy.
Solid. The problem is he brought a gun down to Mardi Gras. I mean, that would give me pause.
He's got a little bit of that, you know what I mean? But
A little bit of that.
Why are you packing stuff?
But my point is, those guys at nine, they're deserving of going at nine, okay?
Yeah,
but
earlier than nine.
Maybe earlier at nine. Yes, maybe earlier at nine. You know, I just keep looking at it and say, is that the highest priority? And that's something that Ryan Poles is going to have to say. Is receiver the highest priority of our team at nine? When you got a chance to maybe get a defensive guy. And obviously, you know, the offensive tackles. I mean, there's going to be guys there. They're saying that Alt's going to go before the Bears pick.
Yes.
You know, who Tennessee or someone loves him. So he may be gone. But
so it's draft night and you're at House Hall and you're in the room and it's your general manager and Ryan Poles is running the show. What role does a head coach play? How loud is his voice and how active is he in all these decisions?
Well, right now they have, we used to call it the bullpen. You know, they've got their bullpen up right now. They've gone through every scenario of trades. They've gone through all the dry runs, the mock drafts, who falls, this guy falls. If these three players are available, who are we going to take? So they're going to decide all that right now. And it really, on draft day, there's not going to be much of the debate at this nine. They've either made up their minds that they're going to move, okay, try to move up, try to move down, or we're going to sit there and at nine, this is the group of players that are probably going to be available. And who do we, you know, like as a consensus? Hey, what is the need?
If you have four, let's say, then obviously you can move down and get one of them.
Yes.
I mean, that I understand that concept. If you have a group of players and you think, well, we got to get one of these guys, and oh my God, look at, they're all sitting there, we can go down. Now, that doesn't mean that the league's going to cooperate and want to come up, and who's going to be, who are people looking for if they're coming up?
Right. Yeah. I've been in situations where we moved down and then got nervous that somebody was going to trade and jump your guy. It comes down to this, guys. If there's a player there that you really like, then draft them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what it comes down to. I mean, don't, sometimes you can get too cute and outsmart yourself. David, if you want to give up next year's one and whatever else and go get them, draft them at four. You know, I mean, really, that's
if the Bears did that, if the Bears gave up, let's say this year's hypothetically third round draft pick, next year's first, and they end the draft with three players, Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., and a punter.
Iowa punter.
Don't they win the draft?
They would probably, in a lot of situations, they would win the press conference. Whether they would win, whether they would win the draft, we have to get on the field and see that.
But this is very interesting because I look at their team.
But see, I almost that going back to the point. If they're convinced they need a receiver, I think you can get one at nine. I don't see Marvin Harrison being.
You don't. He's not your guy. He's not the number one prize.
He's a great player. Okay. You'd love to have him. He's probably going to be. You know, he's got the great pedigree with his dad. But
you got two blues on this team. I don't know how many you have. Frankly, you got the pass rusher and you got the wide receiver. You got both those guys via trade.
Mm-hmm.
A trade last year, the first overall pick, and obviously a second-round pick you gave up for Montez Sweat. And you paid him, and he still kept working hard. I mean, I love that player. So what I'm saying is if you can get two more blues out of the draft, that's how you raise – that's
absolutely.
A high tide raises all ships. So I hate the idea of getting on your horse and moving down to get more picks because it tells me that you either – you shouldn't have traded all that you traded, or that you, why didn't you go out and sign a pass rusher in the offseason if that's the position you have to have? You've left yourself where you have a need to fill instead of taking what has fallen to you.
Well, you got to be convinced if you moved on that there's a player there that is going to make that impact.
Okay.
You know,
or we'll still be there.
We'll be one of those guys.
Yes, exactly. Okay. We'll be one of those guys. Or you just draft at nine. You know, I mean, that's really what they're looking at. And
will there be any scenario where you'll be disappointed Friday morning?
No. I mean, you know, let's say they take an offensive lineman at nine. We need help. You know, we need help in the offensive line. You know, like I said, there's between Jenkins being hurt and Nate Davis being hurt, and we got a guy going to play center that's been kind of a guard.
You're redoing the white hair problem.
And the depth, if you look, I was looking at our depth chart this morning. Yep. I mean, we don't have a lot of depth there. All it takes is one or two injuries, and our offensive line, we're going to be kind of having conversations like we did last year. You know, it could turn that quick when you really look at the players that are lined up, and a couple of them do have injury issues. So I wouldn't have a problem with an offensive lineman if they're convinced on them. Not one bit.
Okay, this has nothing to do with the draft, let's say. But the Bears are going to unveil tomorrow at noon the renderings, the drawings of the Lakefront Dome. Do Bears fans care? Should they care? Do football coaches care, Dave, as to how the stadia thing is going on? Should we move here, there? Where are we going?
Coaches don't care. Coaches could care less. And I think most of the players live in the suburbs. Very few of them live down here in the city, you know, because of the traffic and the drive up to Hallis Hall. So it wouldn't affect your football team one bit. The only thing that would affect your football team is where are we going to be playing our games? How is it going to affect us during the season? You know, and that.
Can we get down there and do we have to turn on the lights to get the kicker going so that he can practice?
How about the dome factor, the elements? Does that bother you at all?
You know what?
They're removing the elements from the equation.
I know that we all talk about bare weather and playing outside, and that's an advantage. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing like going inside a 70-degree dome. You know what I mean? In December and playing it, you know, and that's probably sacrilegious to say that in Chicago.
Says the man with the Naples tan.
Yeah, but I think the players.
The man from Pittsburgh with the Naples tan.
Well, I think the players would agree that too. I mean, who wants to go out there when it's -5
exactly.
and try to catch passes? Right? It's common sense. You know?
No, I agree. I always wonder about if any of this stuff impacts anything other. I mean, we always get to a point. Well, they got to get more speed because they got to build the track team for the indoor and all that stuff. But right now,
no,
it's years away.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
Great stuff, Dave. So great to see you. You got me all fired up for the draft.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. Right? No turning back now.
No turning back. Just trading back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.